This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. In case you missed anything so far from the first hour, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've been talking Aaron Rodgers. I would bring him back. Rodgers, of course, yesterday addressing the media, saying that he wants to play again next year. And look, I would never bring him back under the same circumstances, of course. Like, oh, yeah, he said he gave Ulbrich a vote of confidence, and really speaking him up. Like, come on, dude.
Dude, stop.
I mean, I guess you don't want to be the bad guy. And what's he going to say? But the infrastructure right now is the problem, not the quarterback. And the infrastructure with the Jets is that Rodgers is the guy, the face of the franchise, the leader. In the circumstance that I want him back, BT, it's with a real GM, a real head, and maybe even more importantly, a real head coach who's going to control things and be the guy. And then from there, all the pieces fall into place. I don't want Rodgers back to be the lead guy. I want him back to be the quarterback of this team next year, just to try to build a foundation and hope that that could finally have some sustained success moving forward.
And I think it's really hard to relegate Rodgers to that different role when he's already been given the keys to the kingdom for 2 years, does whatever he wants. And by the way, you know, the comments about Ulbrich, I mean, talk about laid it on thick. I mean, the team's not even tackling.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, please. I mean, you scored 6 points on the road. You look awful. You had no points against the Texans. I know you won the game, but they look worse under Ulbrich. We all know that, and that is a horrendous commentary on the job that Ulbrich's doing. I think what Rodgers did, and he's no dummy. He's a very calculated, very cunning, very, very, yeah, very smart guy. I think he's saying to himself, all right, I got a little blood on my hand with Mike Williams. Williams, you know, putting out the... And I know that Mike Williams said that wasn't for him. Are you kidding me? When you actually put an Instagram post out there when you scored a touchdown with your new team, you used the word redline, which is what Rodgers used, because saying that, oh, Mike wasn't in the right spot, and a snake emoji. Yeah, okay, Mike Williams is pissed at you. You have blood on your hand for that. And also...
Snake emoji, meaning like Rodgers was a snake?
Snake in the grass. Slippery, snaky. You didn't see the snake emoji? Absolutely.
That.
And then Mike Williams was like, ah, that's not what I meant. Stop.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Come on, if you didn't mean it, then don't put it up there. Everybody knows what you meant. And by the way, I'm not mad at Mike Williams for putting that there. If that's the way he felt, that's good. Just own it. So I think there's blood on his hand with Williams, on his hands with Mike Williams. And then you even go back to the Salva situation when... And we had debates about this and discussions when Rodgers was coming off the field against the Patriots and he pushed Saleh away like, dude, relax, what are you doing? And then shortly thereafter, Robert Saleh gets fired. So no matter what he says about Saleh, how much they loved Robbie, as he says, there's blood on his hands with the head coach as well. So I think that he's just being, you know, this is PR, you know, 101. He's like, all right, I'm going to take a little bit of a different road here and not annihilate the interim head coach as well. So we propped him up, even though nobody believes what he said. Not that Ulbrich can't be good somewhere else down the road, but the team looks like S.
Yeah.
So he's not doing a good job.
There's no way to defend that. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Henry's in Valley Stream. What's up, Henry?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Long time, second time. Hmm. As I'm sitting back thinking about these Jets, it seems to me like Rodgers and Zach have something in common, and they're kind of treated the same and special. special, and I think that turns the rest of the team off. I think the only solution at this point is to bring back C.J. Uzomah, have him print up and distribute 52 Jordan Travis T-shirts, yeah. and maybe we can get yeah. Aaron Rodgers out of there. BT, I think we need a year to build. I love your idea. We need an identity, and we need an alpha male. We don't have a leader. We have 2, 3, 4 leaders. The guys don't know who to follow,
mm-hmm.
And we don't have the foundation built.
Yep.
I'm kind of hoping somebody will come by and steal the brass doorknob.
Well, he's getting on eBay, right?
I hear you.
Yeah, thank you, Henry, for the call. Appreciate you checking in.
It's very easy to identify what the Jets don't have. What proves too often incredibly evasive for them is that no matter what we say they should do, they never get it right.
Right, and we also agree in that they need a totally different direction in leadership and building a foundation, all those different things.
Yep.
The only difference that we have is that when I look at next year in isolation next year, who I want to be the quarterback of the New York Jets, it's Aaron Rodgers. I'll take a step further. If Aaron Rodgers somehow, if the Jets cut him, if I'm the Giants, I would take Aaron Rodgers because they're going to be, well, not the same exact spot, but they're going to be looking for a quarterback as well for a one-year stopgap while they bring in their young quarterback that they want. And I think Rodgers is the perfect guy to do both. Be the leader of a team to try to win some games in the short term.
Well, then why is he not doing it now?
Oh, because the team is a mess.
Here's a shot.
The team is a mess. They don't have the quarterback even behind them. I mean, you believe in Travis being the quarterback?
I mean, I've got to see a little bit more. I know he's talented, but yeah. I mean, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Devastating injury,
but it wasn't even like they drafted him to be. I know they took a chance on him, took a flyer on him, but it wasn't 100%. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Whoever the
quarterback is that you draft to be the next guy. The quarterback in waiting. The Giants don't have that. The Jets don't have that. Rodgers could be. They had that, I thought, last year with Zach Wilson. Unfortunately, Rodgers got hurt. And the whole plan blew up. I loved the plan last year. Finally, I thought the Jets organization had the right plan last year, other than the head coach, who I never liked.
Mm-hmm.
But the plan was veteran quarterback, try to win some games now, while letting the young quarterback that you believe can be the future learning under him. That, to me, is the recipe for success. So I would do that, but this time do it with a real head coach and a different backup quarterback than Zach Wilson.
Does the name Aaron Glenn excite you at all as the future head coach of the Jets?
No.
It
doesn't excite me. It is intriguing, but don't you think it's just the same old stuff?
I know he's a leader of men.
I know he's got a great experience as being a coordinator, one of the top coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
People have referenced, all right, look at the player, the team's hiring former players and all that. Yeah, that's great, but I really think in this market, this isn't Houston with the Texans.
He played here, though. He knows the market.
I know that. In this market, with that franchise,
yeah.
they need a proven, especially now, they need a proven commodity. Like if they hire Gruden and he fails in 2 years, 2, 3 years, then I'm up for whatever. but like it's been so long since they had an experienced guy. You want Glenn as opposed to an experienced guy?
Just throwing it out there. I'm not saying I want him. You know, we throw out the Vrabels, the Belichicks, the Ben Johnsons.
Yeah.
I'm just showing Aaron some love. I think he's done a really good job.
Oh,
I don't know if I'd hire him, but I talk to him.
Would you rather have Cliff Kingsbury or Aaron Glenn?
I'm going to always side with offense, because they never have that.
Yeah, that's another great point about Glenn, another defensive guy.
Yeah, and Cliff was a head coach.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I get it. Listen, here's the problem. When the Jets were a mess after the Coltide era, there was an all-time fixer who was miraculously somehow able to be pried away, Parcells. There's no more guys like that. Because even if the Jets get Belichick, and it's not happening, Bill's done it in one place. One. Bill Belichick's done it in one place.
Right.
Bill Parcells did it everywhere. There was a track record. Like, look what he did with the Giants. Look what he did with the Patriots. Look what he did immediately. The Jets, I know this is crazy. They were 1-15 in 96. 1-15, literally, Sal. Can you look this up for me? So they're 1-15 after a 3. So they're 4 wins. 4 in 2 years. Their first game in 97 on the road, they win 42-3. I think it was it was in Seattle.
This is what year now?
This is 1997, week one.
Right.
40-3, 40-6, 43-6, whatever the hell the score was. It was absolute destruction. by Parcells after one training camp.
Yeah, for 41-3.
41-3, thank you. I think like five.
At Seattle.
Yeah, at Seattle, the old kingdom. I think five Jets had touchdown receptions. Like Jeff Graham caught one, Krabetke, Sean Kyle Brady. It was insane, dude. This was after one training camp, he fumigated everything. Those guys aren't around anymore. And even if you think that Belichick can do it.
Even in the games they lost that year, they were close in every game.
They were 9-7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember they beat Cincinnati. Go, just hit me with some of the games, just out of curiosity.
All right, week one, 41-3. Yep. Week two, they lost 28-22 to Buffalo.
Okay, the next, I think, was the Patriots game. Week three, Sunday night, they lost by a field goal.
27-24 in overtime.
Yep. John Hall missed the chippy. That was the Yankees. That was the night that Alomar took Mariano deep. I remember that very vividly.
Well, that was September 14th, so that couldn't be the case.
No, but I'm saying it was Mariano gave up a home run that night.
Then it might have been, you might be thinking about another game that they played the Patriots that year, October 19th.
What was the score?
They won 24-19 that time.
It was a tight game. That was the one. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, they beat the Raiders by a point.
At that game. They blocked a punt. I was at that game.
They won 23-22. They crushed Cincinnati 31-14.
That was at home.
Beat the Colts 16-12.
If I'm not mistaken, and I might be. Yeah, this wasn't the game. Was that home or away?
Away.
Was that the game that Aaron Glenn returned the punt?
Or the
kickoff? Wait a second. 108 yards?
Yeah. Well, I mean, either way.
Look at every score. That's the point.
Even Gruden.
Close.
Well, you could just see the difference that a coach made from the year before. And even Gruden, we went over his record yesterday. Like, there are no guarantees that he's a program builder.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did, build one team with the Raiders into a team that was legitimate and maybe get screwed out of a Super Bowl with the Tuck rule, all that stuff.
Yep.
And then did get Dungy's Bucks team
But didn't build them. Yeah, that's the key point. Right. And when he went up with like 12 wins, eventually he went down with like four. Fast.
He's still no nonsense guy. So for me, it would be appealing to go look at Gruden. Kyle's in Tom's River. What's up, Kyle?
Guys, I got a point about Woody Johnson and ownership. But first, Aaron Rodgers is just not a good person. I mean, for about the last 10 years, when he won a Super Bowl with Green Bay, I thought he was actually a really cool dude. But after getting McCarthy fired and I'm immunized during COVID and just all the nonsense. Like, I just don't like, and I think that trickles down in a losing franchise when you got this smug dude. He's not going to lift anyone up anymore. I just don't think these guys can keep losing. The other players can keep losing games and watch this smug dude lead their team. Whatever.
He's not a good guy, though. You don't know him personally. Now, you could say he's smug or you don't.
He
rubs you the wrong way. You can't say he's not a good guy personally. Like, I personally, I personally look at Aaron Rodgers from afar. I love him. I think he's great.
I do, too.
All right. Real quick, guys. Tierney, BT, I called you when you were with Tiki, and you kind of laughed me out, and I will scream this on the mountaintops till either it happens or I die. I don't care. We need, as fans, especially in the NFL, the mechanism, I don't know what the mechanism looks like, to oust owners who are bad. The Jets need a new owner, period. They got rid of Dan Snyder down there in Washington, and boom, what's it been, 2-3 seasons? Their team is completely turned around.
Yeah.
The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, whoever, bring in this, take a Hail Mary. It's never worked for like 30 years.
Well, Kyle, I guess I'm down for that. It's never going to happen, but the difference between Snyder and Woody, Snyder's a bad guy. Woody's a bad owner. Big difference.
Right. And they're not going to be able to force him out.
No.
I think blaming the owner, I can understand why you're frustrated. And by the way, I think it's an excellent point about Washington where everybody's like, oh, Jaden Daniels, one guy. No, it's not. It's not just one guy. Obviously, it's important to have a quarterback with the potential of Jaden Daniels and what he's done in his rookie season so far, but it's more than just one guy. It's new ownership. It's a team that has been building for a couple of years. It's a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator. Like, it's a lot more than just one guy. The idea that it's one, if you put Jaden Daniels right now on the Jets, they would still, or the Giants for that matter, there's no guarantee that they would be as successful as Washington.
I agree with that.
It's a lot more than that. Now, I do think the Giants have a little bit of a foundation. The Jets are just a total mess without a head coach, but it's not just one guy.
I agree. When we simplify it, and it's a very complex sport. Yeah, it's bottom line.
And even the same thing with the Texans. So last year, everybody in the world would have said, oh, Houston, CJ Stroud, and look what D'Amico Ryan's doing. And look at him this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, they still have a lot of wins, and they've had injuries. Diggs is hurt, Nico Collins is hurt, their O-line stinks.
They lost to the Jets.
But you know what I'm saying. This have at least six wins, right? I think.
6-4. Nah. And look, maybe they'll be okay the rest of the year.
Nah, they're going nowhere.
But the point is, like, it's not like the hype machine that it was a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where last year was like, oh, this team's on the rise, meaning that this year, and now they add Diggs. Wow, they're going to be legitimate Super Bowl contenders and one of the best teams in the AFC. They're like probably fifth right now. They won't even make our power rankings, which we'll do later on at 120.
Not making mine, that's for sure.
Yeah,
all right.
Mine either.
888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll do a little Soto, a little Knicks as well. Start weaving that in. Get back to the Jet calls. Rodgers, you want him to stay or I'm done. That's it. It's over. It's it. You heard what I said. Start the show. He cannot play anymore. He can't elevate. He's not what he was. He's not who he was. I don't think the locker room reveres him, so I'm ready to move on. Of course, I don't know if the Jets are, but we'll find out eventually, I'm sure.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls here on Aaron Rodgers in just a little bit. BT, our Knicks last night. What a game, man. I had a fun time watching that game with the comeback, of course. You know, obviously losing, it sucks, and we were going over yesterday. That should be a win. I know it's back-to-back. No excuses. I don't want to hear it. It's the Bulls at home. I don't care how good LaVine is or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Knicks should. Now, they didn't deserve to win that game the way it turned out. Tough loss. But that comeback that they had, it to me, that shows you the talent on this team, like what they're capable of doing. You saw a little depth last night with Campaign contributing. I think all the signs are there for this team to be a legitimate championship team and clearly the most talented team that I've ever seen in my lifetime. So forget the loss. It's early November. Who cares ultimately about wins or losses at this point? But they got to gel as a team, but all the pieces are in place.
Here's a trophy for you. Here's a trophy for you. You participate. Here's a trophy for you. You take one of the back is what coming up. Here's a medal for you. They were losing by 22 points at home.
Yeah.
To the Bulls.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you this here. I'm not going to get too wrapped up in the record. I'm going to get wrapped up in the optics of the Knicks. So, I will say last night was the first time during that spirited run, and Brunson was on the bench for most of it, as you know. That's the first time I felt the Knick energy that was comparable to last year. The place was popping. Campaign, you know, fit in terms. First of all, he made some shots, but there was a jolt of energy.
He's got that toughness to him that Devo had a little bit.
That's what I'm. Compare him to Devo.
A little bit.
hit some threes, and he was definitely into it. So I thought the body language was good. Carl Anthony Towns was phenomenal.
Missed
free throws aside. You know, Brunson with that ball going half down. It was a well run play. He's going to hit that more times than not. The foul by Hart, phantom foul. But I think my biggest gripe here, and I know that the depth is eventually going to get better, but or my fear, not even a gripe, because I know why he's doing it. They're playing big minutes because they've got to play big minutes to gain chemistry. Okay. And I said to Sal yesterday that, hey, if they were 8-2 to start the season, or even 7-3, they're banging out wins and they're pocketing these wins to put themselves in a good seed position for the, you know, for the long run, then they can maybe recalibrate midseason, take the foot off the gas, and then have diminished minutes. But what's happening is they're 5-6. Their starters are still playing big minutes. And now they're going to be chasing all year. They're not getting 60 wins. That's
chasing
a lock.
Chasing what? The rest?
Not chasing, you know, a seed that's certainly top three.
They played 11.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Games! Eighth of the season!
Let me ask you this, Sal. How many wins do you think, and of course it's a long distance read, how many wins do you think they get this year? They played 11, they got 82 in the whole season. So what, 61 to go?
Well, I don't know how I would do this math here. But
do you think
overall,
they'll have 60?
What was their number coming into the year?
Do you, I want to say 55 and a half, 56.
Can you look that up, Hoff?
It was among the top three or four.
Win total coming into the year, what the number is?
OKC was up there. I think it was 56 and a half. OKC was up there a little bit higher. Celtics for sure. I think the Knicks were three or four. Either way, do you think that they win 60?
Probably not.
There's no way they're winning 60. Yeah. Do you think they win 55?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they do. Now, that's not the ultimate issue, but seeds and exhaustion. Hey, you got to have fresh legs for the run, man.
53 and a half, Hoff said, was the number there. I think they're going to go over that. I would take the over on that.
I would bet the under right now.
Wow.
I
think it would be a very disappointing year. Now, again, injury aside, major injuries, that would be a very disappointing year if they finish under 53 wins.
Oh, yeah, listen, that's the bar's raised, man.
What they end up with last year?
Something similar, maybe 52, if I remember off the top of my head.
Here's the difference.
That's off a little bit.
Here's the difference, and I'll throw it back to you. You're talking about, you get a trophy, and you get a trophy.
50. I'm sorry, 50 on the button.
That's what they won last year? Okay.
50 and 32. Got it.
Yeah, so I think they're going to be better than what they were a year ago. And then in the postseason, they'll be better. But you talk about, here's a trophy, you get a trophy. What did Hartenstein and DiVincenzo get? A loss at home, an embarrassing loss at that to the Pacers in Game 7 of the second round? Like last year's team, you and others, and I saw some of the comments yesterday on social media, this team's not as good as last year's team. Guys, get your head out of the sand, and I want to use another word, but it's a family show, I want to be clean here. This team is light years more talented than last year's team. Now, they have to prove it, BT. Like, I agree, they have to show the chemistry and all that stuff, but they will. Look at the roster. Watch them play last night, even in that tough loss. It shouldn't happen. No excuse. It did happen. It's unfortunate. But look at the way that they played, shooting the lights out when they started coming back. Karl Anthony Towns is on another planet. You can't tell me that you'd rather have Randall, Hartenstein, DiVincenzo over Karl Anthony Towns or even Bridges for that matter.
Well,
this team is freaking loaded.
I'm not going to say that I would, but I might reposition it. And I'm not even sure that I'm here, but just to have the conversation, I might kind of flip it back to you and say, I wouldn't mind having those five first-round picks and Randall and DiVincenzo and the ability to maybe do something different this season.
As opposed to Karl Anthony Towns?
I'm not saying I'm there. No, Karl's a beast. He's owning his Nick. Like he's been tough. I know. It means a lot for him to be a Nick. I get it.
Yeah.
Shooting free throws. How many times you see that? I've seen that doing college games where young man will miss some shots, and then, me and Mink will wrap up the post-game show, and then somebody will still be jacking up shots, working up. Maybe somebody didn't get a lot of run, or they just missed some shots. You don't see that in the pros very often. So for him to go out to the free throw line and put in some extra work after the game that he had, he's doing everything right. It's not about Karl Anthony Towns.
And he's not perfect. We know that. But I come away from last night, and I'll be honest with you, like that loss hurt me. It bothered me. And to a point, now I didn't lose sleep because of it, but it felt good to be hurt by a Knicks regular season loss. Because even if you go back to 2020 in the season that they ended up with a four seed out of nowhere with Randall, like and even building with Brunson, this is different. The championship or bust aspirations, that means something. The talent that this team has, like, for me to say, as a Knicks fan for 40-something years, whatever it is, I'm 45 years old, so 37 years, whatever it may be, that this is the most talented team, the most talented Knicks team that I've ever seen in my life, like, that has me excited. That comeback, I was about to shut it off and watch Yellowstone with my wife, and all of a sudden they go on that 11-0 run. It turned into, what, a 17-0 run, whatever it was. Yeah, 19-0 run. But I was about to shut it off and be like, all right, it's not their night, terrible performance. And all of a sudden, you're enthralled by the comeback. You're into it. It was a tremendous game. Back and forth. You give Chicago credit, too, because they did not go away. Mm-hmm. Easily could have folded. They were tough, too. They showed some guts. But I enjoyed that game last night. The result aside, I enjoyed it. And I love watching a team with this much talent that has the potential to be a champion.
Little Joey, why don't you come on up here, Joey? Everybody put their hands together for Joey, who averaged 0.6 points per game. But he was very high in the effort department. Joey, come on up and get your trophy. Not, by the way, not your nephew. He's a stud at hockey. Yeah. Come on up, Joey. Good job, buddy. Attaboy, Joe. They lost to the Bulls.
All right, but you got to look beyond the result. I would do this for the positive or the negative. It's annoying to lose to the Bulls. I thought they would beat the Bulls last night, even on the back-to-back. I expect them to sweep the Nets in these two games here. All right, but they lost. Look at that talent. Just get me to the postseason and let this team go nuts in the playoffs. You know what else I like about it even more than the talent, BT? I do think, to your point, they have that competitiveness. They have that toughness. They have the want to and the desire, whether it's Brunson, Hart, Towns.
I saw it last night. I needed a reminder, but it was nice to see. Like, it felt like a connected team. As odd as that is to say, when you get your ass kicked by 22 to start the game at the Garden, when you're 8.5-point favorites, that's a little weird. And, you know, not to just sit here and hand out empty platitudes after a loss, because I'm not in the business of doing that. Not for a team that's supposed to win 50-something games and get to the championship, or at least get to the conference finals. But I understand this context here, so I'm not going nuts. But they're 5-6. And let me ask you, does Brunson look the same?
No.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, I've
got a theory.
I mean, the results aren't necessarily the same. I don't know if he looks any different. He just looks like he's struggling a little bit more.
Well, I threw something out to Sal yesterday, right? What makes Jalen Brunson, or last year, unstoppable? What is it? Well, sublime footwork.
Right, his angles, all that.
Angles,
stuff,
leverage, pump fakes. All right. Once the league catches up to that, and the more they see it, the more they'll be equipped to handle it, because he's never going through you, and he's not going over you because he's a limited athlete. He's a great scorer. He's a great player. The point being, I don't think that he's getting the screens. This is a little minutia thing, but if you appreciate hoops, you'll notice this. The screens aren't there. Who is setting the screens? It's my boy Hartenstein.
Oh my God. Jim is in on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Jim? Hartenstein.
What's up, Sal? Yeah. Hey, guys, listen. Sal, I disagree. The Knicks, sometimes you have a little more talent maybe at the top right now, but the chemistry that the Knicks had last year just before they all started getting hurt, I think they ran off like 15, 16 games. That was something special that we have not seen. Now you're talking about, this is the NBA. You cannot change 80% of your starters. They changed four starters. Stop.
They didn't change four starters.
Stop not valuing how valuable Hartenstein was.
Oh, my God. I can't take it, Jim, and thank you for the call. Guys, I understand what Hartenstein was a year ago. Watch Karl Anthony Towns play basketball. Watch him. And I love Julius Randle. I don't miss Randle with anything. This is Karl Anthony Towns. I can't even believe I'm going to say this. And this is actually disrespectful to the team that I grew up loving with all my heart.
You're not going to knock the big fella here, are you?
Karl Anthony Towns is better than Patrick Ewing. And I love Ewing. And Ewing could score the basketball. Sometimes it was a struggle. Get the ball down low to the big fella. It was a grind. Karl Anthony Towns scores the basketball with ease from anywhere on the floor. Now, is he as tough as Ewing? No. But he has shown some toughness.
Yeah,
He's not the defensive player that Ewing was.
No. And he's not a young Pat. No way.
But as far as offensive goes, offensively, he's far superior. And in today's game, it's an offensive game. The Knicks in the half court have been tremendous. Look at all the options all over the floor. I don't understand how many, so many people are missing. I'm not saying you are, BT, but so many people are missing this. Hartenstein was great while he was here. I'm not trying to minimize what he was, but there's a limit to what that team could do with Hartenstein, Randall, DiVincenzo. Karl Anthony Towns, Bridges, OG, with Brunson, their talent is, and they do have depth once they get healthier.
Mm-hmm.
This team is absolutely freaking loaded.
So they should win the championship.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. No hesitation. I like it.
Yeah, it's one thing to get disappointed or not get disappointed by a loss in November.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually thinking of you last night, and we were texting a little bit with the game, but I want to enjoy this. Like you said about the Yankees with Soto and Judge,
yep.
And I think you did to a great extent, watching those two.
I enjoy the Yankee season every night. Yep.
Right. That's what I want to do with the Knicks. I want to enjoy the most talented group
that
I have ever seen before.
That's great.
Now, if they don't get to, at the very, very, very least, an Eastern Conference final, then there will be hell to pay. And I will say, you know what? I was wrong. You guys were right about the chemistry. I should have valued that a little bit more than just the talent. So minimum, they should be in an Eastern Conference final. See what happens with Boston. But yeah, I mean, the goal is to win a championship. Just like I was disappointed every year in the 90s, that's how I would be disappointed again. But I love that they have a legitimate chance where I didn't think that was the case any year before.
I love it. I really do. And there's nothing else to say. I love it. I think that's awesome. We watch him every night.
Yep.
I expect them to do well. I know they'll be better than this. Where their upside takes them, that's going to be an interesting ride that you and I will take together here on the show with the fan. But I would say this very succinctly. Last year, they were a really good team in terms of talent with great chemistry.
Right.
I think this year, they'll be a potentially great team in terms of talent with good chemistry. So
we'll see which one goes.
You'll see a little rise in the talent. A little dip in the chemistry. Where's it end up? That's what's fascinating.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll have Jermaine Illuminor coming up in about 10 minutes. Supposed to have him yesterday.
All right.
He had something to do, a charity event I saw him tweeting about, so we'll talk to him about that. But we'll have Jermaine Illuminor coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Let's get back to the calls here. Talking Knicks and Aaron Rodgers, 888-808-1019. Pete is in Whitestone. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Love you guys. Let me just make a couple of points real quick, and then I'll hang up and you can talk. Woody Johnson is the common denominator to every failed regime since he's been here. Belichick met him in one day and ran and brokered a deal with Robert Kraft to get back to New England. He knew he was a bad owner. He knew he wasn't going to give him control. He's always wanted control. That's why he hires neophyte coaches, so that he can look down to them and dictate how the team's going to be run. He will not bring in a guy that has a proven system. He will not. Okay, the one good coach we had here, Mangini, didn't want Rodgers, Brett Favre here, and he fought with him over it, and he got canned.
Great point.
And the only reason Rex won for 2 years was because he had a bunch of Mangini's guys with him. Yeah, he brought a couple of his guys there, and he brought a backbone, like BT said. But after 2 years, all of Mangini's magic wore off, and that was the end. And he's just brought in one stiff after another. And it's not going to end until Woody Johnson cedes control to the organization and lets football people run the football organization and just sign the check and get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Pete,
love you guys. Be well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You too, buddy. Good call. You're on point. I'm not going to refute anything, except I think it's going to change with this hiring process. And if there's not an awakening now, there will never be one.
Because Woody's going to be out?
No.
Meaning London. I don't
Woody,
know what
Chris going. That with collaboration. I just think that internally, meaning the Johnsons, that they know that they have to hire an established guy. You can't roll the dice again.
I mean, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
I'd hope so. Look, I don't like yelling and screaming for the owner. You could say that about a lot of teams. And I used to say the same thing for the Mets. You're complaining about
and the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly. We say the same thing. And then look what happened. So teams can turn around. By the way, even the Wilpons got a bad rap because they did make it to the World Series in 2000,
yeah,
2015.
And they spent more money than it was actually presented over the years.
Yes, obviously, since the Madoff stuff, whatever. But anyway, you get the point. So calling and complaining about the owner. Now, I think a big part of the Giants that gets overlooked is the owner. because he's been meddling in the football stuff. Oh, boy, I'd really hate to lose Barkley. Oh, we love Daniel Jones. We've really done everything we could to screw this kid up. Like, and their direct correlation to why the team hasn't been very good. But it's not that they're bad owners. I just don't like when the owners get involved in the football stuff. And I don't think Woody is to blame for this particular mess, other than the bad hire of Saleh. Okay, but even that, let's forget the hire, because at the time we weren't sure.
Uh-huh.
But other than going into this year with Robert Saleh and then firing Saleh when he did, Woody did everything the fans would want. He built a loaded team. Everybody was talking about how great this roster was. He brought in Aaron Rodgers. Nobody disputed that. You know, ended up trading for Devontae Adams, even with the team losing. Everybody wanted that. Like, what more did you want from Woody Johnson? He did what every fan wanted. So, to me, this year cannot be, well, because of Woody. Now, the common denominator has been bad hires from Woody. I don't know how much he's meddling in the football decisions. I just think he's made bad hires more than anything else.
Well, he has. And listen, Woody, even if Woody and Christopher are prepared to go out and hire somebody that's got a real resume, you know, I wonder if that person is going to be like, we're not interested. And, you know, because you're going to have an overture with an agent, you're probably having some conversations now. I mean, listen, I said this the other day to Sal. Like, if Woody hasn't at least called out or kicked the tires through an intermediary and gotten a sense of what Vrabel thinks about the Jets situation or what Bill Belichick thinks about the Jets situation, hey, is there a glimmer of possibility you'd be interested? Like, you've got to glean that information. That's what you do. You do it in the radio business, in the TV business. Contracts are up. Situations are determined. That's business 101. So if the Jets haven't been doing that, that's negligent. But I don't have great confidence that they have been doing it. I don't, quite frankly. But even when they do, if they haven't already done it, I don't think they're going to get a lot of assurances that we're interested. I think you might get a lot of, you know, quick, nah, we're good.
Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you, Sal?
Good, Omar. What do you got?
Five and six. How many more games you want to see? So they're going on a path to a championship. Get it real. I mean, get it real here. Anthony Towne wanted to be a Nick. He's playing hard. Another 10, 15 games. You know, he's hobbling 40 minutes. He cries already day before yesterday. Oh, that the starter are playing 40 minutes. Listen, I don't want to call it, but look at the track side. 40 minutes, 38 minutes, 41 minutes. The injury is coming. Ananobi, Anthony Towne, it's coming.
You can't read the future. You don't know that.
Okay, here it is, Sal. When is the chemistry? When is the point that I am telling you right now? They are at fourth position after 5 and 6. After 25 games, they will be more close. You and everybody will be talking about Thibodeau getting fired rather than the Knicks at fourth or fifth position.
No way. That would be a disaster, Omar. And thank you for the call. I hate to cut you short, but we've got to take a break and get to Jermaine Illuminor here. One thing I will agree with Omar on there, BT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Carl Anthony Towns can sustain this type of pace. Like, it's 11 games in. The guy's going all out.
Yep.
He's playing a ton of minutes. He's the one guy Tibbs has to dial it back. I don't care if there's Mitchell Robinson or Chua or not. I do think when Chua comes back, they'll dial it back a little bit. I do think working on chemistry is important. I don't think they could pedal to the metal Carl Anthony Towns the way that he's going now the rest of the way and sustain it. No way.
Look at his stats. First 5 years, he played basically 82 games every single year. Literally. I mean, he never missed a game. And the last three, there's been a lot of interruptions. So you got to protect him.
Yeah, 100% Tibbs has to protect him. Hey, if we get to a point where we're talking about Tibbs getting fired, it would be a disastrous year. I do not think that will be the case. They may disappoint. He's not getting fired. BT and Sal on the fan. We come back. We'll have Jermaine Illuminor talk some Giants, his move to left tackle, all that's going on with the mess that is Big Blue when we come back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.